The Great Freedom Teaching is most particularly focused on the results of participants. It is not a teaching that is focused on philosophies, theories, or the particular ideas of any one individual. The Great Freedom Teaching came about as a response to the needs of people worldwide. And it is the people worldwide who created the Great Freedom Movement and demanded that there be a teaching that everyone throughout the world could approach through a common understanding and a common language. And so that's how the Great Freedom Teaching came about. It was called for by the people of the world, called for by people throughout the world who wanted the actual result of perfect mental and emotional stability, keen insight, compassion, and skillful qualities and activities that come about through the profundity of awareness. And so people everywhere were fed up with no results. And that's how the Great Freedom Teaching came about. The Great Freedom Teaching is focused solely on the results of participants, and everything about the Great Freedom Teaching is here to support participants. It's here to support people who want the result. People can need the result without wanting the result, but this teaching is here for people who really want the result. And for people who want the result, we will go to any lengths to support you 24 hours a day. And so you see, this is what the Great Freedom Movement is worldwide. It's people everywhere together supporting the result of awareness for all. Now, in the Great Freedom Teaching, there is a single practice, and the power and efficacy of that single practice cannot be underestimated, and it should not be underestimated. No matter what else you have done or learned or practiced or developed into a method for yourself or whatever has been given to you by someone else, the single practice that is practiced in the Great Freedom Teaching cannot be mixed with any of that. To mix it with anything else is like mixing oil and water. Whereas if one relies on the single practice offered here, you will find that your mind opens up like space pouring into space or light pouring into light. And you will find that the thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences that have troubled you to one degree or another during your life will resolve completely in the openness of that vast space of your own awareness. And so, if you're here today, it's absolutely important that you make a commitment to rely on what is taught here. And that practice that is taught here is the practice of resting awareness. In other words, allowing awareness, resting as awareness, maintaining awareness, remaining as awareness for short moments, repeated many times until it becomes automatic. That's it. So everything you hear here will be a way of rephrasing exactly what I've stated. And everything you hear here will clearly support your resting for short moments many times. To rest for short moments many times means to enter into uncontrived conduct. It doesn't mean you try to force yourself into awareness for prolonged periods. It doesn't mean that at all. In fact, it is not in support of that. It's not in support of trying to contrive awareness for long stretches. It's an invitation to remain as awareness for short moments whenever you remember to do so initially, and building confidence over time in awareness by taking those short moments of awareness. The first day there might be one or two moments of awareness. The next day there might be three or four. But I think you're catching the drift here. If it continues on that way, there's more and more awareness every day. Now, awareness has always been present. It's just that you may have trained yourself to not notice it. So by taking short moments of awareness in a totally uncontrived way, repeated many times, it does become automatic. And you begin to notice that what appears within your awareness, whether it seems internal or external, is actually an appearance of that awareness and poses no threat and also poses no promise, no matter what it is. So you see, this is very, very clear. It's as simple as this. Say we look out and we look at the sky, and we look at how bright the sky is, filled with daylight. And then there's an interval, and then a thought comes. Oh, the sky is bright. This bodes well. It's going to be a nice day. I can go for a walk or a hike or something. And the moment that we notice that bright and open sky, there's an interval, and then the thought, a good day or whatever it might be. Well, that interval is the moment to identify awareness. That interval is the moment to identify awareness, that clear sky of awareness that is always present between thoughts and in all thoughts. But by noticing that it's present at all in that interval, what can be noticed then is that the next thought after the bright sky is a good day. And then it's possible to see that thought, a good day, actually appears in the same awareness that has been identified in the interval. The thought isn't something other than awareness at all. The thought requires awareness. It would be impossible to have any perception or knowledge at all without awareness. It's completely impossible to know anything without awareness. So that's how essential and important it is. And just like everything appears within the vast expanse of infinite space in an equal way and will resolve within that expanse at some point, so too all thoughts appear within awareness in an equal way. And what we can do is decide whether we're going to base our lives on all the thoughts, all the points of view, or on awareness. We make one choice or the other. If we say, I'm going to have a good or bad life based on my thoughts, then we'll have a good or bad life based on our thoughts. If we say, I can be successful only by relying on my thoughts, then we'll never really be as successful as we want to be, relying on those thoughts. Because if we rely on those thoughts, emotions, and other experiences, we are always going to be wanting more success. Do you see what I'm saying? No matter how much success we get, we're going to be wanting more. Now, when it comes to awareness, awareness ensures us of the confidence of success in every moment. So in every moment, there is a self-accomplished, already accomplished success of awareness. That's the only place we'll ever find success. And why is that? Because no point of view that appears within awareness has an independent nature. There isn't any point of view that appears within awareness that can appear without awareness. Thus, no point of view has an independent nature, independent identity, or independent substantiality in any way. Thus, it's impossible that any point of view provide anything to anyone because it has no nature of its own that could provide anything. So to look for comfort, bliss, success, or whatever you might be looking for that is positive in a point of view is totally fruitless. It can never bring that about. And so, you know, even if we look to our own body to create a certain state of well-being and happiness for us, we cannot find it there either in our physiology or our psychology, because neither of these have an independent nature. Our well-being can only come from awareness, and in awareness, our well-being is ensured. So this is very good news. It's very good news because, first of all, we can just breathe a sigh of relief and say, oh, wow, you know, my thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences have never really brought me what I've been looking for. But at the same time, there is something that can give me what I'm looking for. So you see, first of all, we have to have the introduction to awareness. We need to know what awareness is. And then based on knowing what awareness is, we need to make a 100% commitment to the practice of short moments repeated many times. Now, I can speak so authoritatively and convincingly about this because I see the results. I see the results in people worldwide. And I meet many, many people all over the world, and I have met many, many people who have engaged in many, many different practices whatsoever. But in this practice, I see the results. I see the end of seeking in everyone. And so the power and efficacy of the practice cannot be underestimated. But if you try to patch it together with other things, other ways of doing things, then you'll just be denying its power in your own life. You'll be denying its fruits and results in its own life if you try to create a patchwork quilt of short moments many times and lots of other things. You'll never be able to see the power of the single practice. And so, you know, we've all lived a long time. What could it hurt to commit some time to a single practice? That from the beginning, from the first moment you try it, you notice something that is very freeing and commanding of your attention. So you see, think of all the things you've done and all the time you've spent doing it for years now. What's it going to hurt to throw in the next 3 years to one single practice? I can guarantee you that if you just said, hey, what the hell, for the next 3 years I'm going to try this thing short moments many times, and I'm going to rely on all the support given to me to do that, then first of all, just after a month, you won't recognize yourself. At the end of a year or 2 years or 3 years, you'll be jumping for joy. So it's a good thing. And of course, I can say these things because I see it over and over again in people all over the world, all kinds of people, from people who have never heard of awareness before to people who are great gurus who are teaching every single day and have been for many years. People in their 80s and 90s who have followed a certain kind of practice of purification and relying on positive states of mind and cultivating positive thoughts, emotions, and sensations and other experiences. There's nothing like the look on the face of someone who has poured their life into intensive purification and cultivation of positive states when they hear that anything goes, that with an awareness everything is equal, whether it's positive or negative. And to see the tremendous opening that comes about by that realization is it's absolutely amazing. So know, too, that with you, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, whatever appears within your awareness, it is equal. It appears as an actual expanse of equalness and evenness, and it poses neither a threat or a promise. So there isn't any way that what comes up is meant to either attract you or repel you. No matter what comes up, it doesn't need to be a source of something you need to grab for or avoid, not either one. Don't worry about what the points of view are. Simply identify with awareness. In awareness, everything is resolved. So anything that might be troubling you in any way will be completely resolved in awareness. Know that for certain. Rely on that above all else, and you will have a life you never dreamt possible. Now, many of us don't even dare dream. We've never even heard that perfect mental and emotional stability is possible. And even if we've been seeking through all kinds of spiritual, psychological, or scientific means, we may never have come across the notion that perfect mental and emotional stability is possible. By the practice of short moments many times, perfect mental and emotional stability is possible. Not way out down the road in the far-off distant future, but from the first moment you start practicing. In the first moment you start practicing, you identify perfect mental and emotional stability within yourself. That first moment of perfect mental and emotional stability grows more and more vivid the more you engage the practice of short moments many times. It's as simple as that. And along with that mental and emotional stability, you'll begin to notice that you start to have insights, profound insights into the nature of reality. You begin to notice that you start to really deeply understand all your points of view, no matter what they may be, and also all other points of view that other people may have, or points of view about the nature of the universe itself. So you start from the beginning, you see that in that instant of awareness that you identify with is already present perfect mental and emotional stability and profound insight. But not just those alone, also compassion already present in that first instant of awareness. And it is a deep compassion you find for yourself. And that deep compassion you find for yourself grows into an uncontrived compassion for everyone. That deep compassion that you identify for yourself comes from seeing that all along, with everything you've put yourself through in your life, awareness has always been present, always been there as a place of total and complete relief. And when you see that all you've ever had to do is identify with that awareness to have complete relief, you feel tremendous compassion for yourself. Tremendous compassion. You see that you don't need to put yourself through all the strategies. You don't need to constantly be grabbing for one antidote after another. You can stand tall as you are in the nakedness of your own awareness, and that in that awareness you'll always find everything you need to give you comfort, to give you total relief, to give you solace, to give you insight, to give you complete stability, to give you the skillful qualities and activities you need to meet each moment of life. So you see, nothing else is needed, and you must know that the profundity of short moments many times is unable to be described. It's really unable to be described. It's ineffable. Its openness, its natural presence in every single moment, and the reality that awareness is the indivisibility of everything. This just cannot be described. However, in short moments many times, you will come to understand in your own being all the greatest truths you have ever heard or read, and you will not know how it happened. It won't be through thinking about it or trying to write about it or chat with your friends about it. Just more and more you'll say, wow, now I know what that means. Now I know what the nature of reality is. So this is the importance of this single practice of short moments repeated many times.